Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may know that much of the news media business is hemorrhaging, shrinking audiences and advertising money, layoffs, buyouts. But in this downturn, the spectacular rise and fall of Vice Media is a story unto itself. Vice was once an award-winning multi-billion-dollar behemoth, catering to a younger audience, launching breakout stars and publishing edgy stories.
During the Iraq War, the detention of men at Kambuka, a U.S. military prison, was key to the formation of ISIS.
At least 12 of the top leaders of ISIS served time at Camp Buka.
Today, some worry history could be repeating.
But the controversial company collapsed earlier this year after floundering for funding. For more, let's turn to reporter Liz Lopato. She's with The Verge. Hi, Liz.
Hello. How's it going?
Going well. For the uninitiated, give us a picture of Vice at its best. Here's a piece of its Vice News Tonight episode on the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2017. And a reporter here is talking to someone who saw the hit and run that killed Charlottesville resident Heather Heyer.
So you were right there when it happened?
Yeah. I was on the opposite side of the intersection, and I saw people and signs and everything go flying up in the air. I saw the car go backwards, so I know it was a hit and run.
Liz, what journalism did Vice do really well?
Vice had a kind of immediacy to it and a fearlessness about sending journalists into situations where other people might have hesitated. And that was part of its reputation, was that it was willing to take these kinds of risks. And they were usually calculated risks. I want to be clear, all of the journalists I spoke to spoke very highly of the training that they got before they went into situations that were dangerous. But they were much more immediate and much more visceral, I think, than most other reporting, especially video reporting.
And at the center of the company story is its founder, Shane Smith. Tell us briefly about him.
He's kind of a swaggerer, a lot of braggadocio. He sold the company and sold a lot of people on Vice being the specific way to speak to a younger audience.
Yeah, and he got a lot of investor money along the way. But then the collapse in February, Vice got out of the news business, laid off several hundred people. And fundamentally, you write that the business model was flawed. And one former Vice executive told you the accounting, quote, was like fan fiction finance. What was the financial plan?
It's hard to say, and I think that's one of the reasons why they filed for bankruptcy last year. You know, there was a period where Vice was just getting more and more funding. At one point, it was valued at $5.7 billion, which, just to give you a picture of that, that's more than Disney acquired Lucasfilm for. And so that makes it really difficult to do anything other than go public, because there aren't a lot of companies that can buy something that expensive. So there was just all of this money coming in, and it doesn't seem like there was a lot of financial discipline creating a real business underneath.
And sounds like one of these high-flying dot-com companies from the 90s, rolling in a whole lot of money, not enough grown-ups in the room. And one example is Vice's private jet spending. What is that story? Tell us about the level of financial mismanagement you found.
To me, that is like, you know, the real keystone of the story. There's no reason why a startup needs a NetJets account for private jets. And yet they had one.
And who flew on these private jets?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that two different people took credit for canceling the account. Which, again, to me, sort of speaks to the disorganization and chaos there, is that no one wanted to be the person who admitted they were flying on the net on the private jet. And that doesn't speak to a kind of sensible management strategy.
Yeah. And given that financial mismanagement, all these questions you raise, what were the implications for the journalists who, as you describe, right, were going quickly into stories and needed money to do it?
So I had one person I spoke to who had a credit card canceled, the Vice credit card canceled, while they were in transit back from a story where they had been undercover in another country. They were reporting on a human rights violation, and they had just left the country they were reporting from. And that person told me that if it had happened 24 hours earlier, they would have been in a very dicey situation. Mm. You know, a lot of journalists got laid off right before the bankruptcy filing and then had difficulty getting their promised severance. And I've spoken to a number of freelancers who are still trying to get paid.
Well, the founder of the company, Shane Smith, eventually was ousted after an expose revealed sexual harassment allegations. Vice brought in a new CEO from the outside, apparently trying to sell the company. And you've talked about how challenging it was to sell the company. So who's in charge now? Because Vice, to some degree, still exists, yeah?
Yeah. So Vice, under bankruptcy, was bought out by Fortress, an investment group. And Nancy Dubuque, the CEO who was brought in after Shane Smith, quit shortly before the bankruptcy. So now Bruce Dixon is running Vice. He is a business guy who comes from film financing, and they are restructuring around their studios group, I think in the hopes of at some point being sold.
All right. And just before we let you go, what is the moral of the parable here? What lessons do we learn about what happened to Vice?
I think there's such a thing as too much money. You know, if the money is constantly coming in, you may not learn the financial discipline you need. So that's one piece of it. But I think the other thing is that despite all of the chaos at the top, a lot of people did really, really great work. And it says something about how persistent journalists are in difficult conditions, that they managed to do some of this era-defining work despite all of the chaos.
We've been talking to Liz Lopato with The Verge about the rise and the fall of media company Vice. Liz, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.